From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, football fans, turn off the game. Let me be your Super Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Great to be back with you. We have got a wonderful show for you today. I am so excited. Actress Lena Headey will be joining us later. She, of course, plays the evil, manipulative Queen Cersei on Game of Thrones. Of course, this is all just fantasy. In the real world, somebody like her would never talk to somebody like me. But you can. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ron Burley in Eugene, Oregon.
Hey, how are things in Eugene?
It's the Prius-driving capital of the world, and it's green.
It's green. It's very green. I understand that. Is it Eugene or Eugene?
It's Eugene.
Eugene!
And we're in the Willamette Valley. For all those people that say Willamette, you're wrong.
So you're in the Willamette Valley, and it's Eugene. You should always... Ooh. So you're always sounding a little bit surprised. Well, welcome to the show, Ron. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's a comedian who'll be performing at the Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis on February 11th through 14th, and the star of Historically Incorrect, premiering on Showtime on February 19th. It's Alonzo Bowden.
How you doing, Ron?
Hey, thank you. Excellent.
Next, it's a humorist and the author of the upcoming book, Save Room for Pie, Roy Blunt Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Ron.
And lastly, making her debut on our panel, it's a comedian who will be at the Comedy Nest in Montreal on February 11th through the 13th. It's Helen Hong.
Hey. Hi, Ron.
Hey, hi.
Now, Ron, you are going to play Who's Bill this time, of course. Bill Curtis is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
Let's go.
Here is your first quote.
Please clap.
That's a better response than the original.
Yeah, I know. So that was somebody pleading with an audience in New Hampshire to show some enthusiasm for him after his stirring sixth place finish in Iowa. Who was it?
Jeb Bush.
It was Jeb Bush. Yes, very good. I know, we should be talking about Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, but let's take a moment to honor the worst hype man in all of politics. We just cannot take our eyes away from Jeb Bush. He's a little like a slow motion car wreck. But a car wreck would be much more interesting. It might actually catch fire. Let's say that Jeb Bush is just, he's a flaming car wreck's little brother.
Dropout Jeb is trending as a hashtag on Twitter.
Really?
But it's not even trending that high.
You know.
You think he won't drop out because the family won't let him come home until he's president?
Think of all the years that he's put into this, Jeb has put into this, and he's going to be remembered for that.
And it is true, though. That
oops
will be his thing. That it'll be
clear.
What oops was to Rick Perry, what yeah was to Howard Dean.
One more thing that his brother's going to hold over him. Yeah. You know Thanksgiving dinner is going to be, please clap.
All right, we should go back to the winner. Ted Cruz began his victory speech after he won the Iowa caucuses by saying, "To God be the glory." That translates to, "Allahu Akbar." Actually, kind of does. His victory speech went very long on Monday night. It was annoying because he started it after 11 p.m. Eastern time, and a lot of people had to start moving to Canada. Oh, we'll just do it in the morning. Marco Rubio came in third and celebrated it like it was a huge victory. It was like he was playing first grade t-ball. Sure, he's a winner. You know, the important thing was that he had fun. And it's really, for candidates his age, it's all about the snacks anyway. So after his big victory speech, his aides strapped him into the car seat so he could sleep on the way to New Hampshire.
I'm fascinated that Ben Carson basically beat the whole kiddie table from the debates. Right? I mean, he's a black Republican, and those aren't real. So the fact that the other black person in Iowa probably didn't vote for him.
Well, Ron, here is your next quote.
Thank you, Iowa.
Ready.
It looks like we're in a virtual tie.
That victory cry came from a man celebrating his non-victory, non-loss on the Democratic side. Who was it?
Oh, I think that was that darn socialist, Bernie Sanders.
Right, I'm glad you specified which socialist it was. Bernie Sanders. The Democratic candidates lived up to their party's great tradition, and they both managed to lose. Hard to do. Hillary Clinton just edged out Bernie Sanders in a race so close that in six precincts, this is true, the winner of the caucus was decided seriously by a coin toss. Mm. They tried rock, paper, scissors, but Bernie thinks that game was corrupted by big paper. And Clinton said she would need 2 weeks to focus group each of her choices. Hillary, I have to say this. Hillary cannot catch a break. She wins the Iowa caucus, but people say it's not really a win because, you know, Bernie did so well and you should have won it walking away. She has been accused of lacking the inspirational fire of a 74-year-old Jewish grandfather. So she's doing her best to increase her energy and her intensity, but instead of sounding passionate, she just comes across as kind of loud, like she's a tourist in a foreign country who is trying to get the natives to understand English. I'm likable! It is unfair, though. She yells. She gets criticized for being shrill. Bernie Sanders yells all the time, and it's like, oh, Grandpa's hearing aid has gone out again. Isn't that charming?
I think Hillary Clinton hates the two words grassroots campaign more than she hates the two words Monica Lewinsky.
Oh. Oh. Yikes.
I'll take the groan. I don't care.
You don't care.
Please groan.
Bernie, who is 74 years old, was boosted to his near victory in Iowa by younger voters. He got a massive majority of people under 30, which is odd until you realize he is a white-haired, kindly old man who promises to give them lots of free things. No wonder they love him. He is Santa Claus. Imagine how disappointed all those kids are going to be when they find out that in the end it was really their parents who paid for college. Here is your last quote.
Hard to accept that these imbeciles represent the people in our government.
That was the former head of a pharmaceutical company and the world's first real-life supervillain testifying before Congress. Who was it?
Martin Shkreli.
That's it!
That's even pronounced well.
Ooh, that's his name. Also known as the Pharma Bro, Mr. Shkreli is like a strange performance artist devoted to becoming the most hated person in America. And just as I said that, somewhere Ted Cruz muttered to himself, give me time. Shkreli became famous, as you say, last year for buying the rights to a drug that AIDS victims and others need for their care, and then jacking up the price 5,000%. Now, I should say that what Bill quoted him as saying, he did not say, he tweeted it before a hearing in front of Congress. During Congress, he didn't say anything. He took the fifth, or I should say, he smirked the fifth. Mm. He wouldn't even answer questions about the one-of-a-kind Wu-Tang Clan album he bought.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing was pointless, except Congress finally found a witness that made them look good in comparison.
He looks and sounds like a villain from, like, a Jim Henson Fraggle Rock situation.
Yeah.
Like, ah, the Shkreli!
He does look right? Like he is made, like, of some kind of evil felt.
Yeah, like...
He's a horrible person, but it's kind of funny that the one thing he tweeted out is something everyone can agree with.
That's true.
It's hard to believe these imbeciles run the country. It's like, well, that's the only time we agree with you. I think it would be great if right about now the Wu-Tang Clan pulled out the second copy of that album.
Yes.
Said, oh, we're sorry. We made another one.
Yeah.
And cut the price to 25 cents.
Bill, how did Ron do in our quiz?
Ron got them all right.
Well done, Ron. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job.
The highlight of my day.
Thank you, Ron.